Good evening, dear friends. Welcome to Retreat for Educators. 4 years ago, we had one retreat like this in India, Dehradun. School teachers came from all over India and spent 5 days with us. The American school in New Delhi supported us organizing that retreat, and many of the teachers came also from the American school in New Delhi, and people came and expected a seminar on education, but they found something quite different at the retreat. Of course, during the 5 days, we had the opportunity to look deeply into the difficulties and the joy and the hope involved with the life of a school teacher. But we spent a lot of time doing other things also, like learning how to sit peacefully and enjoy moments of being quiet, do mindful walking. Everyone walk in such a way that we could enjoy every step we made, touching the wonders of life within and around us, sharing a meal in silence so that we can get in touch deeply with the food, the gift of the sky and of the earth, and to enjoy our being together. Learning how to release the tension in our body, reduce the amount of pain in our body. Learning how to generate a feeling of joy, learning how to generate a feeling of happiness, learning how to handle a painful feeling, learning how to handle a strong emotion, learning how to listen with compassion and to use the kind of loving speech that can help restore communication. So we had a good time together, and people underwent deep transformation and healing during the 5 days. We also have offered retreats for business leaders, and that is a little bit different. But it might be helpful to see in the case of a business leader how the practice should be. First of all, there is the person, the business leader, and then there is the family that he or she belongs to. And then there is the business, the firm, the enterprise. So I remember during that retreat, the first thing we learned is how to go home to himself. The first thing is how to go home to oneself, because there are difficulties within. There is a conflict within. And we have the tendency to blame the environment or other people. But in fact, there are things to be sorted out inside. And the first few days, we offer the practice as how a business leader can take care of himself or herself. Suppose concerning his body, there must be some tension, stress, and pain within himself, and he may like to learn how to practice mindful breathing in order to bring his mind home to his body and learn how to release the tension in his body. And when he knows how to release the tension, and then the pain in his body will be reduced. And then with the practice of mindful breathing, mindful walking, he will be able to attend to himself, to notice what is happening in his body, what is happening in his feelings and perceptions, and learn how to get in touch with the suffering inside and listen deeply to it and have a deep look into the nature of that suffering. And that is something we can do in the beginning, because many of us do not want to go home to us and get in touch with the difficulties, with the suffering, the pain within. It's not pleasant. We try to forget it. We try to cover it up with consumption. We want to use the computer, the internet, music, food, the car, everything, anything that can help us forget the real problem within. And that is why we can never solve the problem within. We just allow the difficulties and the pain to grow. So the first thing is to go home to oneself and observe and see what is going on. And if there is a painful feeling, you know, learn how to take care of the painful feeling. If there is a strong emotion, you learn how to deal with the strong emotion. And when you listen to your own suffering and get in touch deeply with your own suffering, you will be able, you have a chance to understand the suffering inside. You find out the roots of the suffering. Sometimes that suffering has come from our parents, our ancestors, because our parents did have their own suffering. And if they did not know how to handle and to transform them, and then they will transmit that block of suffering to us. And that is why sometimes we suffer and we do not know why. How, why? So to listen to our own suffering, we may be able to understand the suffering of our father, our mother. And we can also understand the suffering of the world, because the suffering inside of us reflects somehow the suffering of the world. And that is why understanding suffering is very important. And if you are afraid of getting in touch, you can never understand your own suffering. So with the practice of mindful breathing, mindful walking, you have enough energy in order to be strong enough to go home and get in touch and listen to the suffering inside. And this is a very basic practice. And if understanding of suffering arises, and then something arises at the same time, that is compassion. And compassion is a kind of energy that has the power to heal, to transform. Once you have understood your suffering, once you have understood the suffering of your parents inside of you, of the world inside of you, compassion naturally arises and the healing begins to take place. And with compassion inside, now, not only you can look at you with compassion, but you can begin to look at other people around with compassion also. And the way you look is different now. And the people who see you looking at them like that, they don't suffer anymore because there is compassion reflected in your way of looking. And that is why the businessman must go home to himself and rearrange the situation inside. And when he feels he suffers less, he feels much better, and then he can make the second step. He can go to members of his family. Of course, his intention is to succeed in his business. But in order to really succeed in his business, he has to learn to take care of himself and take care of his family, the immediate environment. Because in a family, there are people who have difficulty within themselves, and maybe they have difficulty with you. So if you feel lighter, you suffer less, you are calmer, you are happier, and then you are in a situation to help your partner, your spouse, your children to do the same. Because now the way you look, the way you talk are different already. There is more compassion, more gentleness, more love in your way of dealing. That is why you will succeed in helping them to do the same. It means to help them to go home to themselves and transform. And after that, after the second step, behind you will be your family supporting you. And with your family understanding you and supporting you, you will make the third move going to the business. And in the business, there are many people, workers and inspectors and so on. And each person has his or her own difficulties. But as a good manager, a good business leader, you know how to help them to suffer less. The way, and you may inspire them to do like you. You are able now to listen to them, to find out what kind of difficulties, what kind of suffering they have. And the way you listen to them, make them suffer less. And they may follow your example in order to go back to their family and do the same to help their family. So the quality of life in the business will be improved because you have begun with the first step, to improve your own situation inside. So I think for school teachers, it's very much the same. We want to succeed in our attempt to transmit the knowledge to build future generations. But if we want to really succeed in that, we have to learn how to take care of ourselves. And then we need our family to support us. And in a retreat, we have the time to look deeply into these problems. And that is why the practice of peaceful sitting, mindful breathing, mindful walking, getting in touch with the wonders of life for your nourishment and healing, learning how to handle a strong emotion, a painful feeling, is very crucial for self-transformation. Self-transformation is the foundation for the transformation of others. First of all, our family, and then our business. In this case, we have the workplace is our school. Teachers have their own suffering and difficulties, but that does not mean that the students do not have suffering. They have a lot of suffering in them. They may have not received love, understanding from their family. father and mother fighting each other, and they have got a lot of wounds in them. And that is why when they come to school, they bring all these kind of suffering in them. They make the work of teaching difficult for us. So it is possible that that the teacher can sit down and talk to the student about his suffering and the suffering of the student. And do we have the time to do so? The reality is that both teachers, school teachers, and students suffer. And if we only think about transmitting knowledge, we cannot solve the problem. And the learning and teaching become more and more difficult. I imagine it is possible for us to sit down between the teachers and students, and the teachers can tell the students their own suffering. And the teachers are capable of listening to the suffering and difficulties of each children, and they can listen to each other. And if we know how to listen with compassion, we can create communication between students and students, between students and teachers, and there will be a collaboration between the two generations, and the work will be much easier. In the practice, there is the practice of compassionate listening and loving speech. And if we master the method of practice, we can very well restore communication and reconcile. And in a retreat, we try to invest every moment into this kind of realization. Suppose when you breathe, you may like to breathe in such a way that that can bring peace and healing to your body and to your mind. Mindful breathing is a kind of breathing that can bring our mind back to our body. And when our mind is back to our body, we know what is going on in our body. We know what is going on in our feelings, in our perceptions, and then we know what to do and what not to do in order to decrease the suffering and increase the peace and the happiness in us. And a good practitioner always stays with himself or herself. It means your mind is always with your body. Suppose we spend 3 hours with our computers. We can get lost completely in the work, and we forget entirely that we have a body. And if you continue like that for a long time, you get sick. There's a separation between mind and body, and we cannot connect with ourselves, especially when we are afraid of going home to ourselves. We don't want to encounter the suffering inside. But the practice of mindful breathing can bring us many advantages. The first thing is that when we breathe in mindfully, we bring our mind back to our body, we connect with our body, we remember that we have a body, which is a wonder. And when mind and body are together, we are established in the here and the now. And we know that life is only real in the here and the now. the past is already gone and the future is not yet there. And therefore, breathing in mindfully, you come home to the here and the now, and you are in a position to get in touch with all the wonders of life that are available in the here and the now. Your body is a wonder. The flowers is a wonder. The air is a wonder. The hills are wonders. And we need to get in touch with these refreshing and healing elements in us and around us for our well-being. That is the advantage of breathing in, breathing out mindfully. And then breathing in mindfully, we might notice that there is a lot of tension in our body. And noticing that, we might like to breathe out in such a way that help release the tension in our body. We know how to relax our body. And not only in a lying position, but also in a sitting position, or in a walking position also. We can very well be completely relaxed while walking. Or even when we drive the car, it is possible to drive relaxingly also, if we know how to be with our in-breath and out-breath. So the practice of mindful breathing help us to be with ourselves. And when we breathe mindfully in and out, we can stop the thinking. Because thinking too much, we will get lost in the thinking. And that will not lead to anywhere. There is, of course, productive thinking. But most of our thinking are not productive. They might bring more confusion and fear and anger. That is why to help our mind to stop thinking and to focus on the wonders of life that are available in the here and the now is very important practice. And school teachers have to nourish themselves, to heal themselves, transform themselves for the sake of students and the world also. So learning to breathe mindfully in order to help release the tension in the body, to get in touch with the healing and nourishing elements of life that are available is what we should do. And we can do it without putting aside extra time to do it. Walking mindfully is the same from the place we park our car to our school. Instead of thinking of this or that, instead of trying to arrive as quickly as possible, we apply the techniques of mindful walking, and we enjoy every step. Suppose we breathe in, and during the time we breathe in, we make two steps. And we focus our attention on the sole of our foot, touching the ground. And we may say, I have arrived. I have arrived. It means I have arrived in the here and the now. Because the fact is that life, real life, is available only in the here and the now. The past is already gone. The future is not yet there. There is only, really only one moment when you can truly be alive. That is the present moment. That is why touching the ground and saying, I have arrived. This is an act of stopping. You are still walking, but you have already stopped. Stop running inside. We have run all our life. It's time to stop and begin to live our life. I have a right. I have a right. And that is not a declaration, a verbal declaration. That is a realization. The planet Earth is the most beautiful thing on the whole solar system. And we are on it. We are part of it. And we should be able to spend our time enjoying this beautiful planet. To me, the kingdom of God is on earth. It is not an idea, it's a reality. Everything is so beautiful. The morning, the evening, the trees, the rivers, the ocean, everything is beautiful. And if we allow ourselves to be carried away by the sorrow and the regret concerning the past, if we allow ourselves to be carried away by the fear and uncertainty and the anger concerning the future, well, we are not truly living our life. That is why going home to the here and now and get in touch with the wonders of life, the kingdom of God that is available in the here and the now, that is the purpose of the practice of mindful breathing, mindful walking. Every in-breath, every step you make can put you in touch with Mother Earth, with the kingdom of God on earth. And that is very healing, very transforming and nourishing. And our family, our students will profit from it. So every in-breath is a kind of investment for a teacher. Every in-breath, every step is an investment for peace, for well-being. I have arrived. I have arrived. And that is a realization. With some energy of mindfulness and concentration, you can truly arrive in the here and the now with every step. I have arrived. I have arrived. It means I don't run anymore. That is a revolution already. And from the parking lot to your classroom, you can do that. You can afford to do that. If needed, you allow yourself 10 more minutes or 15 more minutes in order to enjoy walking in the kingdom of God. And that needs some training. It becomes a habit. If you come to Plum Village and stay for a week or two, you will learn the habit. And then when you go home, the kingdom of God will go with you home. A portable kingdom. I have arrived. I have arrived. I have arrived. You walk as a free person. You are not overloaded by the past, by the future, by your worries, by your projects. You are free. And that is why happiness is possible. True happiness is not possible without freedom. And breathing in, you release the past, you release the future, you release the project. Making one step, you also release everything. You just enjoy deeply that step. So in 5 days, we can make it into a habit, the habit of mindful walking. We can enjoy every step and every breath. I have arrived. I have arrived. And then when you breathe out, you may make 3 steps because our breath is usually a little bit longer than our in-breath. I have arrived. I have arrived. I am home. 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 My true home is in the here and the now. My true home is not in the future. And that is why with every step, with every breath, I arrive to my true home, and I have peace. I can find happiness in the here and the now. Because many of us believe that happiness is not possible yet. We need a few more conditions of happiness, and we are going to get them in the future. That's why we continue to run. But according to this practice, if you go home to the here and the now with mindfulness, you get in touch with the so many conditions of happiness that are already available, much more enough for you to be happy right here and right now. The French have a song, Qu'est-ce qu'on attend pour être heureux? What do you wait? Why don't you be happy right here and right now? And that is true. Because if you go home to the here and the now with mindfulness, you will discover that we have much more than enough conditions to be happy. Suppose you focus your attention on your eyes. Your eyes are still in good condition. And you only need to open your eyes in order to enjoy a paradise of forms and colors. You sit on the grass and open your eyes, and the paradise is yours. And there are many, many conditions of happiness like that in us. And when we go home to the here and now, we recognize them as essential to our well-being and happiness. Suppose we practice breathing in, I'm aware of my heart. I use the energy of mindfulness to recognize my heart as something very precious. And when I touch my heart with my mind, my mindfulness, I know that my heart is still functions normally. And it is a wonder to have a heart that still functions normally. There are those who only wish to have a heart like ours. But we have a normal heart. And that is why to breathe in and to become aware of your heart in that still functions normally, we feel grateful to our heart. And that is one of the many conditions of happiness that are available. And not only we are grateful to our heart, but we can promise to our heart that we will not smoke and drink and stay up late in the night in order to give our heart a hard time. So that is the meditation on love directed to our heart. So there are so many conditions of happiness inside of us and around us. And that is why breathing in mindfully, or making a step mindfully, we come home to the here and the now and we recognize so many of them. And joy and happiness just arrive like that without our going, running, looking for them. And that is why a good practitioner can generate a feeling of joy and happiness whenever she wants. Just touching the condition of happiness, saying that I am very happy. Even if I have just lost my job, I am still much luckier than many people. And that is a fact. We are still very lucky. And if we know how to make the best of the conditions of positive conditions that we do have, well, happiness and joy become something possible right away. And then with our mind back to our body, we might notice that something does not go well. If that something concerns the body, and then we know that we should not exaggerate. In the teaching of the Buddha, we learn that we should try to recognize things as they are. We should not exaggerate. And this is an example given by the Buddha. someone is struck with an arrow. It's painful. But if a second arrow come and strike him exactly at the same spot, the pain will not only be double. It might be 10 times or 20 times more intense. So that is the case with someone who exaggerates. If you have a minor pain, you should be able to say that this is a pain, a minor pain only, and do not exaggerate with your anger, with your fear. Because when you put anger and fear on it, it will become 10 times, 20 times more difficult to bear. And that is a second arrow we should avoid. Recognize things as they are, and do not exaggerate with our fear, our anger. So that is a way of dealing with anger and with fear. The situation is not as hopeless, as serious as we might think. And then if there is a painful feeling concerning that come from the realm of perceptions, we know that painful feeling may have been born of a wrong perceptions. Because wrong perceptions always bring about anger and fear and suffering. The other person may not want to make us suffer, may not want to harm us, to punish us, but we may imagine, we may think, we may believe that she has intention to punish you, to make you suffer, and that's why we suffer. That is an example of wrong perceptions. And most of our suffering comes from wrong perceptions. And when you get angry at him, when you want to punish him, that's because you think, you believe that your suffering has been created by him. But the fact may be that you have created by your own wrong perceptions. So that is why when there is a painful feeling coming up, a practitioner should be there in order to take care of the painful feeling. Like a feeling of anger, a feeling of fear, irritation. And how? With the practice of mindful breathing, mindful walking, we can always generate some energy of mindfulness and concentration. Mindfulness of breathing, mindfulness of walking, concentration on your in-breath, concentration on your steps. So with that energy of concentration, we are able to recognize the pain, the anger, the fear, and to help embrace it tenderly like this, like a big brother holding a younger brother. There is no conflict. There is no time to suppress, to fight the suffering inside. It's like a mother who hear the baby crying. The mother stops working in the kitchen, goes into the room of the baby, pick the baby up and hold the baby tenderly like this. And even the mother does not know what is wrong with the baby. But the fact that she is holding the baby tenderly like that can already bring a relief to the baby. So the practitioner does very much the same. There is a feeling of pain, of sorrow, of fear, of anger. That is the baby. And we should not try to ignore the baby or to cover it up with consumption, like going and seek something to eat, turn on the music, use the computer, or use the telephone just to forget the suffering. The practice is to go home to ourselves using the techniques of mindful breathing, mindful walking, to generate the energy of mindfulness and recognize and embrace. my dear anger, my little anger, I know you are there. I'm going to take care of you. Non-violence, gentleness, and you get a relief. Anger is still there, but mindfulness and compassion is also there. So you are safe. And with mindful breathing, mindful walking, you continue to embrace your anger like a mother embracing her child. And later on, the mother will find out what is wrong with the baby. And if we continue to embrace our suffering, our anger, we find out the roots of that, and we can transform it later on. So all these things can be learned. I have arrived. And joy and happiness is possible during the time I make the steps. We don't have to make any effort. We don't have to struggle in order to arrive and to feel at home. We don't have to struggle in order to breathe in or to breathe out. We just breathe normally, but we bring our attention to our in-breath and out-breath. And we can enjoy breathing in, breathing out. Because breathing in may be a very enjoyable thing. When you breathe in mindfully, you might get the insight that you are alive. And that is the kind of enlightenment that you get when you breathe in. Because someone who is already dead can no longer breathe in. And that is why when I breathe in, I touch the fact that I am alive. I am still alive. And to be alive is a miracle. It is the greatest of all miracles to be alive. And when you breathe out, you may like to celebrate the fact that you are still alive. Breathing in, you may need 2 or 3 seconds, and you realize that miracle of being alive. And breathing out, you may use the 4 seconds of breathing out to celebrate the fact that you are alive. So the practice is pleasant. It's not hard labor at all. The practice of mindful breathing and mindful walking can nourish, can heal us. And you do not have to put aside time in order to do that, because we can do it every day. I have arrived. I am home. I don't want to run anymore. I am comfortable in here and now. This is very important practice. And when you are in the here and the now, you know how to generate a feeling of joy, a feeling of happiness. When you are in the here and the now, you can take care of a painful feeling or a painful emotion. And understanding ourselves, compassion will arise. We suffer less. We have more peace and harmony in us, between our body, our feelings, our perceptions, our mental formations, and our consciousness. And we'll be in a situation to help another person to do that. And the other person may be our spouse, our son, our daughter, our partner. So the practice of mindful breathing and mindful walking are the basic practice. And each in-breath, each out-breath, and each step can be seen as an investment. So I suppose that tonight when we go home, from this place, we already begin with the practice. We walk in such a way that we become a free person with every step. And that is possible because when we breathe in, if we focus our attention entirely only on our in-breath, we become free. Free of our projects, free of the past and the future. Just enjoy walking as a free person. Someone is alive. Enjoy walking on this beautiful planet Earth. I have arrived, I am home. I have arrived, I am home. There is a song. I have arrived, I am home, in the here, in the now. I am solid, I am free. In the kingdom of God, I dwell. Or in the ultimate, I dwell. I have arrived, I am home. In the here and the now, that is the destination where life is. I am solid, I am free. I am solid because I am not being pulled away by the past or by the future or my project. I make every step in purpose. I deliberately make one step. I am not being sucked by something. I am not being pushed by anything. If I make a step, because I want to make that step. I am on myself. I have sovereignty. So we walk like a free person. And that it should be possible. We walk to the station, the deepest station, and we stay with every step and with every breath. And sitting in the train, we might like to continue our mindful in-breath, breathing in and breathing out, and we observe. We observe the face of the people sitting in the same train. You see that there is a stress, there is worries, sadness, and we can maintain our smile. Breathing in, I allow myself to relax. Breathing out, I smile to myself. You are on yourself. You are not carried away. You are free. And it is possible for us to sit on the train or to stand on the train and observe and remain ourselves as a free person. I have tried subway meditation in America. I have tried the metro in France. And it is possible. There is a time when we offer a retreat in New York City. And the place that year we did not have a place around the site in order to do walking meditation. That is why we had to go to the Central Park. And in order to get to Central Park, we had to use the subway. And we invented subway meditation. We went as a group, mindfully enjoying our step to the subway station. And one of us bought the tickets, and every one of us got through mindfully smiling. And when we sit on the train, we observe, we smile, we continue our practice. And when we arrive at the Central Park, we do walking meditation, sitting meditation, and we went back the same way. And that day, many New Yorkers were surprised to see a group of people walking like that in New York City, smiling. And they wanted to inquire about us, but because we were observing silence. That is why no one of us answer the queries. So please, dear friends, tonight you should be able to do so. And when you arrive, look at your beloved one and say, please support me, I am in a retreat. I could not see television, I could not watch television, I could not use my computer. I devote my time to the practice of mindful breathing, mindful sitting. And it is possible for us to prepare a cup of tea in mindfulness. It's possible for us to brush our teeth in mindfulness and to take a shower in mindfulness. Everything can be done in mindfulness. Your mind is always with your body. And it is possible to focus attention on what is going on and stop completely our thinking. Stopping the thinking is a wonderful thing. We allow ourselves to rest and to restore. And tomorrow, our Dhamma teachers will offer you more details as how to enjoy our time together in the retreat. Any question, please? Eating, mindful eating, and listening to the bell. From time to time, we hear a bell, the sound of a bell. And when we hear the sound of the bell, we stop talking. We stop thinking. And we go back to our in-breath and enjoy breathing in and breathing out. We say something like, I listen. When we breathe in. And when we breathe out, we say, this wonderful sound brings me back to my true home, which is in the here and the now. I listen. This wonderful sound brings me back to my true home. 3 times before we resume talking and listening. That is called the bell of mindfulness. Our brothers and sisters in Plumbridge, they program the bell of mindfulness in their computer. And every 15 minutes, we hear the bell. We stop working, and we enjoy going back to our body. And we experience our body as a wonder, and we get in touch with the wonders of life. And that is the bell of mindfulness. I have a mini bell somewhere in my bag. And tonight, our bell master is a monk from the Netherlands. Italy. From Italy. Long way from Sa, Pháp Biểu. And usually a bell master should begin by breathing in and breathing out a few times before he or she invites the bell to sound. We say invite the bell to sound, not to say striking the bell or hitting the bell, no. When I use the small bell like this, I will look at the bell and I breathe in and I breathe out 2 times. And there is a poem that I read while breathing in and breathing out. So mindfulness is going on. Mind, body, mind and speech in complete oneness. That's for breathing in. I send my heart along with the sound of this bell. May all of you who listen to me awaken from your forgetfulness and transcend the path of the anxiety and sorrow. And after I recited, I have recited these 4 lines of the poem, I become calm, concentrated. I am qualified as a bell master. And then I make a half sound. There's a half sound. To warn the people around that a real sound, a full sound is going to be produced. So that people have the time to prepare themselves in order to receive the full sound of the bell. And that is why after having made the half sound, you allow people enough time to breathe in and to breathe out and stop the talking, stop the thinking. And then after that, the full sound. And when the full sound is heard, all of us practice with the two-sentence gatha. I listen with my own my heart. This wonderful sound brings my back to my true home. So the sound of bell really comes from the inside. It's calling us to go home to our body, to the here and the now. Listen, listen. This wonderful sound brings me back to my true home. And if there are three sounds, and then we have the opportunity to breathe in and out 9 times, and bring a lot of peace and harmony into our body and feelings. And when the time comes for our for breakfast or for lunch, we come to the dining hall with a walking meditation. We stand in line, and while waiting for our time to serve, we don't waste our time. We enjoy breathing, smiling, and nourish ourselves. Stop our thinking. It's very wonderful to stop our thinking. To be, to stop thinking and to begin to be. To be there, to be in touch with the wonders of life. You can look around and you can smile to everything. You connect with life. And then while serving the food, we may look deeply to see where this food has come from, like the rice from Thailand, from India, from Vietnam, and the vegetable. And we can see the earth, Mother Earth, in it. This is, we can see the sunshine in it. It's a product of the sun and the earth. And you can feel grateful. We are in touch with life when we serve our food. And we don't need to think. We just become aware that we are lucky. There are children at this time who are holding their broken plate and wait for hours but receive nothing in their plate. But in just a few minutes, we will have something nice on our plate. So happiness is possible, and compassion can be born in our heart during the time we stand there. And we observe and we serve. No thinking, just being in touch. And then when we sit down with the five contemplation, we eat every morsel of our food mindfully. Holding a piece of carrot, I may like to spend 1 second looking at the piece of carrot. Just 1 second, and recognize it as a piece of carrot. This is like an ambassador coming from the whole cosmos to nourish me. This is a miracle also, the piece of carrot. Recognize it as a wonder of life. In the piece of carrot, there is a cloud, there is the sunshine, there is the soil, there is the farmer, there is the market inside. And I get in touch. 1 second is enough for me to get in touch with the cosmos through the piece of carrot. And the piece of carrot is like me, is part of the kingdom of God, the pure land of the Buddha. And when I put the piece of carrot into my mouth, I chew it mindfully, and I only chew carrots. I do not chew my projects, my anger, my fear. It's not healthy at all. And we keep being in touch with the wonders of life, with Mother Earth, Father Sun, and so on. And we should be able to eat every morsel of food like that. And during the time eating, the object of our mind is only the food and brothers and sisters in the practice that surround us. And that is why breakfast or lunch is not only nourishing for the body, it's nourishing for the mind. And eating can be a celebration. And in order to fully celebrate, we observe noble silence. Because only with that elegant kind of silence that you can truly get in touch with life, get in touch with our body, get in touch with the wonders of life around us. Thank you very much.